You'll remember we spoke with the Ontario Association of Optometrists President Dr. Sheldon Salaba last year about an ongoing dispute they have with the provincial government. Well, perhaps not surprising, since this government has shown no inclination to get a lot of things solved, this dispute continues, and optometrists are continuing to threaten to suspend some of the services they provide. Dr. Sheldon Salaba joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. So where are we in this dispute? If I understand correctly, this is about the fact that by the estimation of your association, the government is severely underpaying for eye examinations.
That's correct. So we are at the point where, there is a deadline of September 1st that we need the government to begin meeting with us to discuss this issue. We're at the point where we want to get this message out to the public and get their help, because we've met with the government back in December of 2020 and we haven't heard anything from them since. So we're really looking for them to pick up the phone and start having discussions with us about this issue.
Okay, can we get into some hard figures then? I mean, how do you estimate the cost of providing one of these examinations, and what is the government paying you for them?
So we know that the cost to provide an eye exam in the province is well over $80, and this problem has been going on for 32 years, and we were being paid $39.15 in 1989, and in today, in 2021, we're being paid $44.65.
Okay, and I think one of the things that probably needs explaining for everybody listening right now, Dr. Salaba, would be that I know that what I get charged for an eye examination is way over that. So are these for sort of at-risk patients and disadvantaged people?
Yeah, the people that would be affected are the people who are covered by OHIP. So those are patients over the age of 65, so our seniors, children under the age of 20, and adults with medical conditions between the ages of 20 and 64.
And I know that back in the day when we last spoke, and this did not go over particularly well with an awful lot of people, you guys were talking about withholding services, or like, I think it was something like, you know, every fifth patient you were simply going to cancel. Are you doing something like that again here?
You know, the government, we've been trying everything to get them to dialogue with us on this issue, and they've simply been ignoring us, and that's how we've ended up in this problem that's developed over 30 years, and nothing's really changed on that. So on September 1st, it would mean that all patients that are covered by OHIP would lose access to those services, and there is provincial law that prevents people from being able to gain access to those if they wanted to pay privately or if they wanted to use third party insurance. So they wouldn't have access after September 1st. But I want to point out that we are doing this to ensure high quality primary eye care for our patients. We need the government to have reasonable conversations with us, which they're not doing. They're not involving us in conversations around how eye care is developed in the province. And so we really need their help to, and we do not want any type of service interruption for our patients. We care about them. And we need the public to get the government to understand that the eye care services that we're providing, which are about 4 million annually in the province, how critical and important they are to people's life and well-being.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Sheldon Salaba is the president of the Ontario Association of Optometrists.